With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
The all-electric Kia EV6 GT Supercar. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, welcome back to Badge and Jason here tonight. Thedogs.com.au, home of Greyhound Racing. Badge, we talk to this bloke every Wednesday night. I wasn't here last Wednesday night. How'd his tips go, Badge?
I don't think we spoke to you last week, Simon. We didn't, boys.
I had a night off.
You did have a night off.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Well, listen, we'll get your tips very soon. There's an important maiden race coming up on Friday at the Gardens in Newcastle with some special significance for a few runners, Simon.
Yeah, you're spot on. Robert Smith Memorial Maiden. It's the second ever running of the event, fellas. Four heats Friday arvo at the Gardens. Look, sadly, boys, the man the race is named after, Robert Smith, passed away in 2021 from cancer. He was a Group 1 winning trainer, really prominent down here in the Hunter region, and he trained purely for a bloke named Kevin Gordon. Now, Kevin has had some wonderful dogs over the journey. A lot of people in the harness world probably know him from having some really good trotters as well, but he's also a member of the Greyhound Racing New South Wales board. So when Robert passed, Kevin was very proactive in getting this maiden race up and going in his good mate's honour. And the Gordon family will actually have two runners in the heat this year. They had no runners last year. They were a little interested in that. Obviously, it's not about them, but it's still a really nice little wrinkle to a special race. Last year, the event was won by a dog named French Martini. She's since gone on to win 13 races and over 150 grand in prize money, boys. So this is the kickoff point for potentially some of our stars of the future. And it's great to see Kevin Gordon and his family have a couple of runners going around in the Robert Smith Memorial Maiden. So a wonderful little story.
Yeah, yeah. Now, tell us about the Summer Six Hundy Final. What's that mean? Six Hundy?
Oh, yeah. Good question. They put the so the race used to be called the Summer Gold Cup. It was held at Wentley Park. They decided to move it and move it to Gosford on the Central Coast. Wonderful track, beautiful spot. The Gosford Greyhound Racing Club put the name out to the punters, and that's what they came up with.
Well, that's how they talk at Gosford. They can't say 100.
Very cool, very hip. look, good on them. So this is the first running, and it's Saturday night, the final. 25 grand to the winner. And as always, boys, it's the Lord Kennel versus the rest. Andy and Jody Lord have four runners. They're all a realistic chance of winning. I'm actually surprised. I looked at the market about half an hour ago. Our Amelia is a $3.50 favourite. I reckon they might have got that wrong. Punters Bandit for the Lords is $4. She broke the track record in the heats last week. She won the Gosford Gold Cup at the track about a month ago, so I think she'll be hard to beat. But if anyone wanted to have a bet, there's a dog by the name of Lock and Vardalona, currently $5, actually led Punters Bandit by around 5 lengths at one stage in that heat run before getting really tired late and got run over the top of. Now, that was only Lock and Vardalona's second run over 600 metres. He's a 520-metre dog. He's Group 1 placed over that trip as well. So if he can get out on the arm and there's any sort of trouble in behind, I don't know if they'll catch him third up, full fitness, and I reckon he's ready to peak. That'd be my suggested bet if you wanted to have a go at the Summer 600 final on Saturday night. It's Lock and Vardalona.
Rightio. Okay, tips at Wentley Park for tonight.
We're going to try and go back-to-back races here, fellas, and we're going to try and get the money relatively early in the card. Race 3, number 1, Fernando Rocker. Look, no rocket science in finding him. He's a very promising youngster. Anyone who's watched his replays would realise that he's got some talent. He's won 3 of 5 already. He had his first look in town last week, and he ran second to a dog named Pink Tickles. That dog has won 5 straight, so the form is great. The key to tonight, boys, Fernando Rocker finally draws the 1. The red box is gold for most dogs. We all know that. This dog gets it for the first time in his career, so hopefully he can make the most of it, and he can get home. Race 3, number 1, Fernando Rocker. Then we go race 4, number 3, Corner Fireball, at an each-way price. Now, I tipped her on another SEM program this morning. She was $5.50 then. Now she's $4.80. So either someone was listening or people are seeing the potential in this greyhound. She's a litter sister to a dog named Mortified. Mortified's one of the smarter young dogs running around in New South Wales at the moment. And at the back end of last year, boys, Quantifiable just had some injury concerns. I've spoken to Chris O'Brien, the trainer, in the last couple of months, and he's really thrilled with how she's going. It looks like she's back, and she could hopefully follow in the footsteps of her very talented sister. So at around $4.80 and $1.80 the place, I reckon quantifiable. Race 4, number 3, not a bad bet as well.
Right, that's race 3, number 1, race 4, number 3. Gamble responsibly, mate. Thanks for your time. We'll catch you next week. Thedogs.com.au, the home of everything greyhound racing in New South Wales. Thanks, Simon.
Can't wait, boys. Hooroo.